The unions representing train engineers and conductors are at a standstill in negotiations. One of the biggest sticking points is sick leave. The current proposed contract doesn't include any sick days and preserves policies that punish workers for taking unscheduled time off in an emergency. If workers and management can't resolve differences, the first national rail strike in 30 years could start Friday at midnight. That would cause massive supply chain disruptions, as 30% of the nation's cargo moves by rail. This will serve as a major test for President Joe Biden, who has positioned himself as one of the most pro-labor presidents in decades, but also wants to avoid any potential shocks to the economy, especially with the midterm elections just months away. Gabrielle Fahmy, New York.